the ultimate and perhaps the easiest astral projection technique anywhere.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, oh yes, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube or Instagram, because every month we give away 3 manifesting accelerators. These are special programs that we have in our empowerment store. People are using them all over the world to empower their life, but we're giving away 3 of them to 3 lucky winners. All you have to do is subscribe. Pretty simple. Once you subscribe, you're in the drawing forever, okay? That's how it works. The ultimate astral projection technique. I call it the ultimate because it's so easy to do, but it's going to require a little bit of commitment on your part. Now, my intention is to do several podcasts and or videos on astral projection. Many of you may not be aware that I have taught astral projection as the imperator of the Golden Dawn for the last 30 years. And there was a time when I led an astral projection class every Friday and Sunday night for, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years. So I have a little bit of background in astral projection. I've used it on a regular basis. It is a powerful tool if it is used and cultivated, and that's the key. You have to take the time to practice it and cultivate it. Now, the ancients, they used astral projection for a number of different reasons. Of course, the ancient Egyptians would astral project or leave their body in order to connect with some of the ancient gods at that particular time. And remember, a god is not a literal being. It's a cohesion of thought or a thought form. That's the important thing to understand. So different gods, as you would have it, they represented different cohesions of energy, such as angels. And of course, early mystics, you know, communicated with angels on a regular basis. And we have people today who claim to channel them. But look at the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelations. It said, on the day of the Lord, I was in the spirit vision. That's the actual name for astral projection. Spirit vision. It's a vision not with your eyes, but with your spirit. So John likely was astral projecting when he received the book of Revelations. So there's a history in the Christian church. There's a history in the Hebrew church or synagogues or tradition with angels and so forth. And of course, in the Kabbalah, there's a huge history, even down to the point of what they call descrying or studying or astral projecting, even through various Hebrew letters. And then, of course, there are the ascended masters. These are people that have lived on this earth and have chosen not to move forward, but to remain near the earth plane in order to guide humanity. And then I have another category that I kind of came up with called wise souls. And that is, even if someone has moved on, their consciousness and their knowledge is still present. It's omnipresent, so to speak. In other words, I can still connect with somebody who lived 100 or 200 or 300 years ago, and I can tap into their reservoir of knowledge. Now, think about it just for a moment. If you develop these skills, and high flyers, I urge you to do so, you will have a tremendous edge in manifesting the life that you desire. You see, the law of attraction works very well with the skill of astral projection, because the law of attraction is based on vibration and energy, and so is astral projection. It's based on your etheric body, your emotional body, your physical body, and of course your light body or astral body. We call it the body of light. So you have these various bodies that are a part of your makeup, and you may have many more that I haven't mentioned. And I get into that a little bit in our book, The Ruach Healing Method, Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method. It's available on Amazon, by the way. And we talk about these different bodies and how to affect healing by working on them. Because remember, the Emerald Tablet of Hermes states, as above, so below. That which we create above must manifest in the physical world. And so astral projection is working in the above plane through what we call the astral body or the body of light. Now, one of the things that may be difficult to get your mind wrapped around is the fact that you and I, we're co-creators of our reality. We are timeless beings. We have no beginning. We have no end. We are part and parcel with God. God is within us. We are within God. And therefore, we are timeless. And understanding that brings you to an awareness that you can access hidden knowledge and wisdom and understanding from the past, the present, and the future. Because when you enter the astral world in the tree of life, it's called Yesod. When you enter the astral plane, you move beyond the clock. You move beyond the time space continuum. Look at high flyers. You and I exist in multiple realms at multiple times in multiple universes. We are all over the place, to put it simply. We are in multiple universes, and we're in multiple universes with etheric body, emotional body, physical body, and astral body. We are in multiple realms. That's realms of consciousness, etheric body, emotional body, physical body, astral body. And so we have the ability to cross over and to transfer into all of these realms, because only the physical body, to our knowledge, and I'm not certain about it, only the physical body seems to be locked in the physical plane. All the other parts of you are free floating, and they do this every night. When you are dreaming, your mind is at play, your mind is solving problems, but you are leaving your body and you are astral projecting. I know many of you have had what they call snapback, where you are suddenly awakened and you just feel like somebody zapped you with an electric shock prodle or something like that. You know what I'm saying? A stun gun, yeah. And it just, your whole body is filled with electricity and it's just vibrating. It's just crazy. That's being snapped back into your body. And I know a lot of you have read some books. So you're going to say, well, what about the silver cord? What about this? I can teach you well over 100 or more techniques of astral projection. I don't know for certain that the silver cord is absolutely necessary. I used it many, many years ago, but I have traveled free form without it and had no difficulty. I will say this to you, though. When you get that shock, you realize it's almost an awareness that lasts for a split second that you were out of your body. And have you ever had what they call sleep paralysis? That's what the medical community calls it. And sleep paralysis is where you are out of your body and you're trying to get back in your body. You know, you're trying to wake. You are now fully lucid. You're aware that you are dreaming. You are aware that you are sleeping, but you're really not sleeping. And you're trying to wake up, but you can't fully wake up because you're not all back together yet. And so I'm going to give you a very simple method for dealing with that. I know some of you have suffered with that tremendously, and it scares you. It doesn't need to. Here's all you have to do. I'm going to give you one word. Calm. Calm. So when you feel like you're trying to wake up and you cannot wake up, and you feel like your astral body is not fully in your physical body, just say calm in your mind. Calm. Calm. And you'll find your muscles relaxing, yourself relaxing, your body relaxing. And as your body relaxes, your astral body, which is attracted to your physical body, it's part and parcel, it works in harmony with, will just drift right back in. And it's easy. But you have to remind yourself, if you have this problem, now I haven't had it in years, but I used to have it all the time. And so when I would get into that state, I would just say, okay, nothing wrong here, just calm, calm. And everything would proceed as normal. And then I'd wake up and go from there. So let me give you a very simple method. I want you to practice it every night as you either prepare to fall asleep or as you are falling asleep. If you'll do it while you're falling asleep, then guess what? As you go into sleep and you hit those deeper states of REM, you'll start astral traveling. Now, you may not remember your experience because that first cycle downward is pretty hard for most of us to remember by morning, which is why I would like you to have a diary. Just the fact that you put a diary on your nightstand or next to your bed reminds your subconscious mind to wake up. And even if you write down one word, that word will be enough to remind you of the entire astral experience. It will reawaken you. So have the diary. And by having the diary, you will find that you tend to remember your astral experiences even more. And you'll be able to start to tell the difference between a normal dream where your mind is just all over the place and, you know, your mental body is all just all over the place, and you're having a true body of light experience where you absolutely feel yourself out of your body. It'll become very obvious to you. So before bedtime, very easy thing to do is just relax. Turn off the lights. Make sure all the electronics in the room are off. If you have some quiet music that you can play, some flute or harp or something relaxing, nothing with vocals, just relaxing instrumental music. That's a wonderful addition. If you have a particular scent that you enjoy, such as, frankincense and myrrh would be a wonderful one. Frankincense is wonderful. You could have that going in your room. You don't need it. You could have a little bit of incense going, but again, I don't like having fire going while I'm sleeping. So that's just me. If you have access to some good 432 hertz, that's another addition you can add. These aren't mandatory, but they're just little additions that you can add. Now, before bedtime, you've created a special sigil. A sigil is a symbol. So let's say that you want to astral visit someone. I would write their name downward and then horizontal across. And I'd form an equal arm cross with their name using the middle letter or whatever letter. Like if there's six letters, I'd use the third letter in common. If there's five, I'd probably use the third letter as well, or the second letter. You're writing their name downward. I'm going to repeat this. And then you write it across. Okay? You share the middle letter with the written name downward and the written name across. Now, that's what they call a sigil. And you're going to start repeating and staring at that sigil as you are lying in bed. So, again, you might want to have a little bit of a light on of some sort, not complete darkness, just enough to see the sigil. You can use a picture. You can use that sigil of somebody who is from the past. If you are looking to connect with an ascended master and you don't know the master's name, but you know the quality that they are representing, you reduce it to one word. One word. Okay? We'll get into some more advanced stuff in other podcasts and other videos, but just one word. For example, wisdom. And you could use wisdom. You could create that sigil. Down, vertical, and horizontal. Equal arm cross. Wisdom. Prosperity. Business. Finances. Promotions. I did one many years ago when I was promoting a ski chalet. And I was working for a company, and they hired me, and they said, well, we'd like to give your agency a try, Robert, because we hear good things about you, and we do a special August sale on ski equipment. And I went into the astral plane, and I typed one word, down, Barnum, across, Barnum. So I connected with P.T. Barnum, the founder of Barnum & Bailey Circus. He was a great promoter, and I remember communing with him three or four nights in a row about ideas, and he gave me a tremendous number of ideas. And by the way, he can use whatever technology is available today. Even though he didn't have that technology then, he uses your brain, okay? This is a thought form I'm connecting with. So anyway, I connected with Barnum. Barnum gave me ideas. I used the ideas that Barnum gave me, and it was the largest sale this company ever had. There were people lined up blocks and blocks and blocks long. It was so big and so overwhelming. After it was over, we were fired because we did not warn him. We didn't warn the company that there would be that many people. True story. I got fired for doing too good of a job. But I was proud of it anyway, nonetheless. And it was a wonderful experience with P.T. Barnum. So you create the sigil. Now you stare at it. And if you have the sigil, if it's a name, say it's a simple name, Susan, you can visualize that in your mind. You look at it for a few moments on the card that you made. You set the card down, and then you just see Susan written in the air in your mind. And you begin to vibrate her name over and over again. And then in your mind's eye, visualize a doorway, a big archway. I see one of these big stone archways in my mind. And with every deep breath, now you go into the fourfold breath. So with every deep breath in, you feel yourself moving closer and closer to the doorway. And generally, I will see whoever I'm connecting with, I will see their name kind of hovering in the doorway. Deep breath. Exhale. And I feel myself moving a little bit closer. Every time I move closer to the doorway, I go deeper into sleep, deeper into relaxation. My body relaxes, it becomes heavier. I feel literally as if my physical body is made out of lead. Take a deep breath in through the doorway. And you might have to take 5 or 6 breaths. You know, it may take you a while to get this down. Now, if you don't see the doorway, feel the doorway. Just know it's there. If you don't see the name, know it's there. Some people are more visual than others, and it's an advantage, but it's not a big advantage. So what you're doing is essentially you're breathing your way through this doorway. As you go through the doorway, the first thing I want you to do is to look for the inner sun. In other words, you're in a landscape. You're in a different world. Look for the sun. Wherever the sun is rising, that's the direction you go. And you continue to vibrate the name of the individual or the skill that you want to develop. Whatever it is that you've come up with, you continue to vibrate that word over and over again. And pretty soon, for me, I'm in deep trance now. And I can't tell the difference between being in such a deep trance and perhaps even being asleep. But I'm in that world now. And I see the sun. The sun represents illumination. It represents light. It represents healing. It represents health. It represents vitality. It represents energy. And that's where you're going to meet this other master or angel or person or ascended master or wise person. You're going to connect with them. Perhaps you'll be under a tree. Perhaps you'll be in a landscape. Perhaps it'll be at the edge of a beach. I don't know. You know, the astral world is created with your mind and your imagination. So your body's heavy. You have literally breathed your way through the doorway, and now you're connecting. Now is your time to embrace. So while you're there with this other person, you look into their eyes for a minimum of 1 minute. Now, you can't time it because you may be mostly asleep. So you just train yourself. You practice this. Look into their eyes. Feel a connection. When I looked into Barnum's eyes, I felt this fire, this sparkle of energy to promote, to share ideas. I've connected with doctors. I've connected with other human beings that are alive today. I've connected with a number of different I've connected with angels. Okay? Connect and look into their eyes. Feel the infinite love because you're connecting with their body of light. Their body of light only knows love. It only knows goodness. And so now you're standing near the sun. Maybe the sun is just rising. Maybe it's setting. Maybe it's up in the sky. I don't know. But that's up to you. You're with them. You're connecting. Now you may be brought any number of places, and I can't tell you where that's going to be. You will travel down tunnels and highways and byways, spiritual tunnels, highways, and byways. And you will have the experience of a lifetime. When you are done, give thanks. Now, if you wake up in the morning or you wake up afterward and, you know, you're already awake and you're back in your body, just close your eyes for one moment and say thank you. Thank you. And then write it in your book. Write it in your book. Once you get used to this simple but ultimate technique, you'll be able to go back to sleep and do it again. And go back and do it again. You'll do it every single night. And your mind will connect. You will literally, I'm getting excited now. Listen to me. You're going to have experiences and you're going to be able to meet with energy and beings that can help you reconnect your life in the direction of your goals and your dreams. Perhaps you've hurt someone. You can connect with that individual using this technique. And I would recommend you do it for 7, 8, 10 nights in a row. Do this every single night, and you will be astonished at how your life is opening up and changing. By the way, one final piece of advice: no alcohol before doing this, and no heavy meals. I mean, you know, if you ate dinner at 5 or 6 o'clock and you go to bed at 11, that's fine. Don't eat before you do this. It weighs you down, kind of keeps you stuck, doesn't allow you to vibrate as highly because your body is so busy digesting food. Okay? You're going to have a wonderful experience. You have a great day. Thank you for following us and clicking the bell icon. We love you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.